praise. I worked a little bit down here today and got our heat and cooling started and all that stuff, and got back to the house, and I come down. I just felt to come. I know everybody's working, so I thought, well, I got a little spare time, and so I come down. The Lord sent me two people to help me. He sent help, so I want to praise God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. And I left, and I told God, I said, praise You. I thank You, Lord, that You always come through for those that go after You and doing Your will, doing Your stuff. Hallelujah. And I did. I thanked Him. I told Him, I said, I just want to praise You. Well, when I got on the porch, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, He said, praise. You know, and I thought, praise. So I go in, you know, and rest up, and eat some lunch and all that. And it's just going off in my spirit. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit tonight about praise. And how many knows that faith is important? But praise will keep you in faith. Praise. Give me that Psalms 34, Beth. The psalmist David, it's not what I want. Yeah, it is. I will bless the Lord at all times. Somebody say all times.
All times.
His what?
Praise.
His praise shall how often?
Continually.
Continually be in my mouth, the psalmist says. He said, I will praise the Lord at all times, and His praise will continually be in my mouth. How many knows we ought to continually have the praise of God coming out of our mouth? Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, sometimes you got to do it by faith. You got to do it not by how you feel, not by your circumstances, not by what you don't have, what you do have. But he said, David, the psalmist here, he said, His praise shall continually come out of my mouth. Hallelujah. I think we need to make a habit of giving Him praise all the time. I'm talking about not just in the good times. It's easy to praise God. It's easy to praise God when all your bills is paid up and you ain't having to go to jail and, you know, you ain't getting locked up for preaching. And it's real easy to praise Him when you come into a corporate like we are right now and you got an anointing that drives back the enemy and all that. But I'm going to show you in here. See, they ought to be an individual praise all the time, but us individually, whether we're at church or not. There's a corporate praise. We just partaked in it just a few minutes ago of singing praises and worshiping our God, hallelujah, that died for us on the cross, right, and gave us life. But it says, you know, and the Lord, when He got that scripture, He said, how often did the psalmist say, my praise is going to be coming out of His mouth? I said, all the time, Lord. He said, you should all the time be praising Me. Praising Me for My goodness. Praising Me for My great love that I had and have for you. Praising Me for the breakthroughs that you need. Hallelujah. How many knows that when you're praising God for your breakthroughs that you need, that is an act of faith. That is an act of your dependency on the Lord, your reliance on the Lord. You're humbling yourself to God when you praise Him. You're telling Him, I'm weak and You're strong. Hallelujah. I need You. Praise God. But praise is a form of worship. Praise is a form of worship. It's expressed through many avenues. Praise is expressed through many avenues. Singing, that's the type of praise. Praying is a type of praise. But singing, lifting our hands, hallelujah. How many knows when we lift up our hands, we're not just doing it. You know, we're worshiping God when we lift up our hands, you know. The Bible says for us to lift up our hands in there in the Psalms, you know. But lifting up our hands to the Lord and worshiping, you know, is a type of worship, hallelujah. Musical instruments. How many knows that our voices, the bass, the anointing is on all of that. We're praising the Lord on the instruments when we come together. How many knows the Bible says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Enter into His gates with thankfulness and enter into His courts praising Him. You know? And the Bible says in the Psalms, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise God. I mean, there's going to be a release tonight, praise God, of praise into our spirits that is going, and I'm going to show you some things in the Bible. I'm going to show you Bible examples of praise and singing, how that it drives back the powers of darkness. Praise God, it praise gets our focus off of us and our issues and on to God. You know, when we begin to praise the Lord, sing praises to the Lord, Paul said it. He said to sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, you know. And so I'm going to show some scripture maybe here in just a little bit. But praise is a vehicle to bring believers into the presence of God and His power. I mean, when we really turn loose, I remember one time, now I didn't know nothing about praise and worship, you know, and any of that, but I was in this service at this church I went to, and I thought they were fanatical, to be honest with you. Yeah, I mean, you had the drums and the guitars, and I was used to the song books and I'll Fly Well Glory and nothing wrong with none of that, but that's what I was used to. And I get in this church and it's radical. I mean, to me, you know, I'm thinking, what have I got myself into, you know? But Sandy dragged us. She prayed us in over there. But I stayed there for 7 years and 8 years, and I praise God for it. I really praise God that He took me out of religion and put me into the presence of God and in the presence of people that were worshiping. I mean, they praised the Lord. Now, you always going to have people in church, you know, they're not going to praise and they're not going to get their bucket filled. You know, they're not going to have a good experience, because church is not just a come-together social thing. It's come to experience God and experience the Holy Spirit and the anointing, the presence of the Lord. Because the Bible says, in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. You know, we sang that song, this joy that I have, world didn't give it to me, no, no. Well, that's what I'm talking about. But when I was in this service and I finally got in and learned how to shut my eyes and quit looking around and, you know, and kind of moved up toward the front. I didn't want it distracted. I drove 45 minutes and, you know, and I wasn't wasting my time, to me. So I'm sitting kind of like Mac is on the front row, you know, and praise and worship is going on. And this one song, I got my heart into it. I mean, I lifted my hands and shut my eyes and I just begin to worship God. I'd never worshiped Him like that. And so I just begin to worship God in my heart. When my heart began to worship God, to praise God, to worship God, I'm telling you, I was drawn away in my spirit. And I mean, I don't know how long that it went on and all of that, but when I come to myself and open my eyes, I was looking through what looked like bowls of water. Like I'd went in a swimming pool and I'm looking through water, you know, and I'm standing there and I'm thinking, what happened? See, when you experience the presence of God, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. The praise and worship leader, he'd get up there and he'd sing and he'd just say, Lord, Lord, in your presence, all things fade away. All things fade away. And I'm thinking, what in the world is he talking about? But when I experienced the presence of the Lord, it's like I could conquer anything. It's like I was just had this, like Samson tote the gates of the city feeling. There's nothing you can't do. There's nothing God won't do for you. I had that just knowing. I've never been the same. But praise is a vehicle that brings believers into the presence and power of God. Whether you're in church or whether you're at home, that's how come I don't listen to secular music. I've never said it's a sin. I hadn't listened to it in 30 years and right at it. You know, when I get mad at Teresa and ain't praying and all that, I'll go turn it on and then lay there and sob in my sobbiness. But when I'm up spiritually, I don't listen to anything. I'll turn on praise and worship if I need to every day to get my thoughts in check. But I sang those songs right along by myself. That's individual praise, you know. But there's a corporate. But see, secular music can't feed a Christian spiritually. It can feed the flesh and appease the flesh and entertain you, and you know, but it will not build you up spiritually. It will not. A good movie won't do it unless God just quickens you something in that movie, showing you and bringing you and paralleling things in the natural. Praise God. But when you practice praise, you'll always be in the presence of God. Right? I know He's with us always, never leave us. He lives in it. But a manifestation, I'm talking about Him manifesting continually to us. His presence. And when that comes, revelation. Deeper revelation of love. Deeper revelation of giving. Deeper revelation of relationships and all of that happen. Praise invites His presence. Praise invites the presence of God, you know, and the ability of God. Praise needs to be individually and corporately done continually. I'm not talking about 24/7, every minute, every second. You know, I'm not talking about that because we have to work and we do all of that, you know. But we can keep our mind and heart on the Lord, and we can worship Him and thank Him all the time. I got plenty to thank Him for. Look at the church. It's filling up. We've been calling them in. We've released our faith. We're praying. We're believing for them. Praise God. I was telling Cassandra, she backslid on the Lord out there and got, you know, and her mama calls me up and we was talking on the foyer. I hadn't even told her. Just that she found it out on the foyer. I said, your mama called me. I said, and she asked me if I would come in agreement and pray for the Lord to move in your life. I said, and we did. And I said, it wasn't but just a week or two later, I said, you showed up at church, you know. But you know what? When I hung up, I said, Lord, I just praise you right now for Cassandra. I praise you for her, Lord. I've asked you for her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we've asked you for her, according to Mark 11:22, right? Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you'll have it, right? That's what Jesus said. Well, I mean, if I didn't see it, you know, I didn't see it happening, but I just believed I received it, so I began to praise God for it. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Cassandra, and then bam! See, there's a prayer, but there's a praise. You need to be praying, but you need to be praising. When you ask God, then you need to praise Him for it, like you've already got it. I was praying, believing for something one time, and I'd just based on Mark 11:22 over there, I asked the Lord for it, and I said, Lord, I said, I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. And I was talking, and I thought to myself, I thought, okay, if I receive it, that means I got it. If I give you 100, Mac, and you reach out and get it, you got it, right? That's tangible. Well, how many knows the Bible says faith is the tangible, the substance of the things that we hope for? It is the evidence. Faith is the evidence of the things that we hope for, right? It causes you to believe you have it. Well, if about 2 or 3 months went by and I'd told somebody and they asked me, they said, did you get it? And I said, yeah, I got it. Where's it at? And I said, well, it ain't got to me yet. They said, you ain't got it. I said, yeah, I do got it. And they said, where's it at? I said, it just ain't got it to me. They said, when'd you get it then? I said, I got it when I asked Him. I said, that's what Jesus told me to do. That's what Jesus tells us to do. Whether it's your health, your bills, your loved ones, you believe you receive it, and then you just begin to praise God for it. Hallelujah. You begin to praise Him. See, praise is you saying, thank you, Lord, for it, and I ain't got it. Thank you, Lord. It's on its way. It hadn't got to me yet, but God, it's already mine in the name of all of my bills are paid up in the full till they're overflowing. You can be so broke you can't even pay attention, and you need to believe God to have the abundant overflow in your life and believe you receive it and stand on it and praise God for it. Praise God for it. That's a release of your faith, too. Give me that Acts 16, Beth. This is Paul and Silas. Y'all know about them. I've preached it here before, and y'all have all probably read it several times. But Paul and Silas, they're out there, and there's this woman that's demon-possessed, and She's making this guy, he cast the devil out of her. Well, when they did, they would go and get, they go to the magistrate and they tell him, look, these two guys right here are causing our city all kinds of trouble. And they go and they lock them up. They beat them up, put them in prison, put them in jail in locks and buns. Go read it. But he says at the midnight hour, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and did what? I mean, you've been beat. You've been beat. Beat up. I'm talking about beat up. They didn't pop you on the cheek. They beat you. They locked you in prison. Put you in prison because you cast the devil out. Or you believe in God and Satan gets a little turned on. Hallelujah. Gets a little fired up on you, right? Evil. Hallelujah. But you know what? Paul and Silas didn't down there. He didn't write in there, y'all Christians, you just don't never know what situation God. That ain't what they did. They wasn't in there. We don't know if God's gonna shut. No. They prayed. I believe they prayed for deliverance. I don't know. The Bible just don't say what they prayed. But they prayed. That tells me we ought to pray. Then they begin to sing praise. Right? In the middle of their hardship, they begin to sing praise unto God. And the Bible says that the presence of God moved in that place and shook it. And all the doors were open and all the chains were off. The one that they commanded to watch over him, you can go read it. He was going to kill himself. He thought they left. So the Bible says that he was going to kill himself. I guess you're going to die anyhow if they get out of your control. Right? And so Paul hollers and says, whoa, wait. Oh, we're all here. Don't harm yourself. And you know what he does? Run down there, get involved down there in the cell down there, praise God, hallelujah, and said, what must I do to be saved? And the Bible says him and his whole house got saved in that jail cell, hallelujah. You know what? The Lord spoke to me. He said, see, what happens with Christians when they praise, he said, my presence shows up on their scene. It starts to move in their circumstances. He said, the presence of God came in, he said, and loosed them. See, that's the power of praise. That's the power. We all pray. I'm sure we do. For Christians, you know, we pray. Some of us may pray every day, God, you know every need I had, and I'm poor and I'm broke and all that, and you're going to have to come out of that. Because Jesus said you ain't poor no more. He said, I took on poverty that you might be made rich. Rich is not an ugly word. Just in the church, you go mention to somebody out there, if you get you three lawnmowers, man, you can be rich in a year. Son, they'll go out there and sweat and mow, and I mean, but God, do a good job so they get big tips and all of that. But when it comes to the church, come on, somebody. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, it says the blessing of the Lord makes Cassandra rich and don't have no sorrow. It don't matter where you are in life, the blessing of the Lord is an empowerment, an endowment, an anointing that comes from the Lord when we praise Him. That causes prosperity to come on us according to Deuteronomy 28. He said, if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. And you know what? When you're praising, you're in the presence of God, you will come more to hearing God. You'll come more to picking up on Him and what's Him and what's not Him. Hallelujah. But I want you to notice here in the midnight hour, their darkest hour, I guess. I think they say midnight's the darkest time of the night. I don't know if it's true or not. But it tells me in my hottest trial, it tells me in the worst trial I could probably get in, other than death, that I can praise God and He'll show up. You've got to learn to praise Him. Praise Him when your kids ain't acting right. I mean, praise Him and tell Him, I look not at the things that are seen, but I look at the things that are not seen, the things that are eternal. Your word says, whatsoever things I desire when I pray. God told me one time, I quoted that scripture, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will never depart from it, you know. And he said, well, I hadn't trained my kid up. I said, well, don't use that one. I said, use Mark 11:24. I said, Satan's eating your lunch with that one. You didn't do it. Forgetting those things behind. I said, you can't change that. I said, you can't change. Well, I was trying to encourage the guy. Don't give up on your kids because Satan's whipping you because he's using that scripture against you. God's not telling him that anyhow. God's telling him all things are possible if you'll believe me. Praise God. I believe it was that David Wilkerson that switchblade that? Nikki Cruz. He's after this. This guy was ministering to him. And he'd tell him, I love you, man. Jesus loved ministering to him. And he told him, he said, I'm going to take this knife. And he said, and I'm going to cut you up into pieces. But it was a rough guy. He really meant it. I mean, the dude meant it. He's down there where, you know, tough to preach and different things. He said, yeah, and every piece of me is going to be saying, I love you. Are we ready for that in Bluntsville? Come on, somebody. We can be. If he can, we can, right? If Paul can praise him in the midnight hour, if he can go over there and preach the gospel to those people that God loves, he had a revelation. If God be for me, who can be against me? I'm sure he did. Amen. Hallelujah. But I told that guy, I said, listen, what was I doing? I was ministering grace to the hearer. That was giving him hope. Why? And what that meant to God for me is he's praising me. You hear me? When you are telling people about him and you are praying for them and they know it and you're releasing your faith, that is a type of praise. You're praising God. You're giving God praise. You're giving God glory. Why? You're telling them that God is able to bring you out. God is able to do abundantly above, greater than you can think or ask. God is able, but you got to let the power work in you. Well, how many knows if you're praising God, the power is going to work. It's going to work in you. Praise God. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise is powerful. Give me the Hebrews, Beth, please. I thank God for this Bible on this screen. I really do. It's great. By him, therefore, talking about Jesus. You can go and read above it. It's talking about Jesus. By Jesus. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. How often? That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. It says, by Jesus, because of Jesus, we can continually let thanks come out of our lips. Or we can, bless God, this world just going to hell in a handbasket. Ain't nobody serving you. If it ain't one thing, it's another. See, we can play that old music in our mind all day long. I mean, we can start to do things and things not work out, and we can start speaking that stuff too. And that's not giving glory to God. That's not giving glory. That's actually saying God's not able. I'm just on my own. But you know what? He said, by Jesus, let us offer. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that we're giving. It's a type of worship. Sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks. That's coming out of our mouth is what he's saying. That should be coming out of our mouth. Hallelujah. All the time. Not in a religious sense. You got to throw religion down. I mean, you just got to be real. You just got to be you and be real unless you're real ungodly. Now you got to change. But praising him and getting in his presence is what changes us. That's what brings that nature of God up on the inside of us and changes us from the inside out. Hallelujah. I tried to change myself. Had a deacon in church and I'd hear him all the time. Got to die of the flesh, die of the flesh, die of the flesh. Everybody I'd hear him talk, you know, and we went in on a meeting. I was on the board and different things, and he's a deacon. He's sitting down there at the end of the table, and I'm sitting there, and I'm doing everything I know, Mac, to die, other than kill myself. I'm trying to die. But I went in there, you know, because he'd say that, and I'd be, how do I do it? How do I do it? You know, and I went in there, and I found in the Scripture, it says, mortify the deeds of the flesh through the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God do it. Yield to the Spirit of God. That's how the flesh dies, yielding to the Spirit of God. So I went in there and he said that, and I just kicked back right quick, and I said, tell us how. How do you kill this flesh? We got to die of the flesh, die of the flesh. I said, how do we do it? He couldn't answer me. I choked him up right there in front of 18 of them, 17, 18 of them. And I stood up and I said, I know how to do it. I said, I went and found it in the Bible. I said, I am doing it every day. I walk in the Spirit. I'm killing this old man. I walk in the Spirit and I will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. I walk in the Spirit. I said, we got to do it by the Spirit. I said, brother, not no dishonor to you, but if you're going to tell us what we got to do, tell us how to do it. Help me understand. Help me walk with me. Help me. How many knows that's what we do to one another, right? We encourage one another, praise God, because we absolutely can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And we need to give Him praise that His Scripture says that, and then it'll become revelation in our hearts, praise God. And then we believe that we can do whatever God tells us to do. We can be whatever God tells us we are in this Bible. He already tells us that we're more than conquerors. We shouldn't stay defeated 3 years into it. We should be going from one level of victory to another, from one level of glory to another, one level of faith to another, and we do that by praising Him. Hallelujah. Have you ever noticed everything is giving glory to God on this planet? These trees, they're growing up. They're going towards Him, right? I was planting some... doing some work around my swimming pool, and I planted some grass, and I was unrolling insulation, and I laid some plastic down, cut it off of that insulation, and I let it lay there a day and a half, and I raised it up, and it killed my grass. I cut the light off, Johnny, and it was dying. I cut the source off. See, praise hooks us up to the source, to where the light shines in. The Bible says if the gospel is hid, it's hid to those who the God of this world has blinded their hearts and minds. Lest the light of the glorious gospel shine in, right? Well, the gospel is not just preaching. I mean, I'm training tonight. I'm bringing forth. I've heard from the Lord. I'm bringing this forth. And as we all, I'm going to exercise it a little more myself. Okay, and when we go out, praise God, and we do what God is bringing us the meal, we eat it, we feed on it, we meditate on it, and then we set out, we're going to do it, we're going to be doers of the Word of God, and then here comes the Holy Spirit and the anointing that backs up the Word. The Bible says that God is watching over His Word to perform it. That means whatever Word that I embrace and I lay hold of by the Spirit of God, not religious, that God watches over it to make sure that it bears fruit in my life. Hallelujah. Praise is a vehicle that brings us into God's presence and power. The power of God was in the trial because I believe they could have been complaining and He wouldn't have showed up. I believe today that the children of Israel is a perfect example, of us today, generations on down. God promises things, a good, long, satisfied Psalms 91 life, promises that He'll take care of us, that He'll bless us abundantly above in John 10:10. But you know what? He told them over there, and they were all excited, Johnny. We're leaving this compound. When Moses went over there and told them all that, it proves they were God excited. They followed Him. They got up and followed Moses. And then they seen a great miracle at the Red Sea. Roll back, and that really wasn't even that great. That was great. But here comes the ones that's had them in bondage for all these years, and God closes the sea on them and kills their enemies. But you know what? They come out of there and they begin to praise God. They begin to sing praises to God. They begin to walk and sing praises to God. Read your Bible. That's what they did. And they get out there. Then they get out there in their bad experience, right? In the wilderness. There ain't no water. God's having to supernaturally. See, God wants to supernaturally supply for us. Do supernatural things that we know, that we know, we know, we know that it was God. It wasn't by chance. It was because we're trusting God and we're praising God, and God just moves on our behalf. Hallelujah. Like Nita. I mean, that was God almost in a couple of hours showing up, saying, see, you honor me, I honor you. The Bible says those who honor God, God honors. Did you know praising Him is honoring you? Honoring Him? Giving Him praise? Did you know that when she tithed, that was her heart saying, God, what I got's not enough to really take care of me. I'm getting by, but God, I'm trusting You for a bigger supply. That's our heart towards God, telling God, God, I know that You're bigger than my future. You've done went into my future and all of that. See, and when we're praising God, it keeps our hearts humble. I'm telling you, it keeps our hearts humble. It keeps our hearts humble. Praise is putting our focus on Him, reverencing Him, giving Him gratitude, gratefulness, you know. Thank You, Lord. I could be in prison. I mean, I could be in prison. I could be crippled in a wheelchair. I mean, I could be a lot of things, but I just don't take none of it. The Bible said that, you know, I mean, the Bible says long satisfied, not long broke up, not long weak. Long satisfied life will He give us and show us and reveal His salvation to us. You know, I mean, healing and all that's already been done. And you know what? We may have symptoms in our body, but we need to praise Him in that storm. We need to praise God for His healing power. Praise God that His Word is working mightily in us. The Bible says He sent His Word and healed them, right? And I know He's talking about Jesus, but you can't separate Jesus and the Word according to John. It said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Bible says that the Word came down and became flesh and dwelt among us, talking about Jesus. Well, you can't separate the Word of God, the Bible, and Jesus. And so, 1 Peter 2:24 is my food. It's one of my pills. It says, by His stripes ye were healed. Healing is the children's bread, the Bible says. So what do? We refuse to keep it in our body. We refuse to let it manifest in our body. And I mean, our carnal mind has to be renewed to the Word of God so that we're not working out of our carnal mind anymore. We're working out of our spirit, living from within, living from inside, not the soulish realm. The soulish realm is our mind, our will, and our emotions. Our emotions can be good and get a bad bill in the mailbox, and our emotions go boof, and take us right down into oppression right quick. Or get a bad report. Travis had a motorcycle wreck one time, and I didn't know what was going on. Beth called, and Teresa, she come out there, and I told Beth, I said, I'll be there. And so I start leaving out, and I wasn't in a panic or a rush or nothing, you know. Why? I'm at ease with God. I know the Lord. And Teresa said, don't let nothing come out of your mouth negative. I said, I won't. I will not. Why? The Bible says for me to fear not a lot in that Bible. Fear not. Right? Don't let sudden fear get you. Don't fear your grandkids ain't gonna do right. Don't fear. Hey, jail ain't that bad. What? Seriously? I told the devil one time, I said, let me tell you something. I said, I said, I'm fixing to pray, and I'm going to tell God whatever it takes to get my sister's son. You know, if it takes jail, then do it. Devil, he's like, oh, man, I wish you wouldn't do that. Well, you know what? I went to my sister, and I said, there's one way I know. She said, how's that? I said, I'm going to pray he goes to jail. She said, do it. She said, he's threatened my life. I said, okay. So I told the Lord, I said, thank you, Lord, for that jail you built over there, Lord, that prison. I thank you, Father God, for protection and angels over my sister in the name of Jesus. And I said, God, whatever it takes to keep them safe, if it takes jail. Well, he went to jail, went to prison, and still there, I reckon. But you know what? I told the devil one time, you know, because I had this dream. I don't think it was the Lord, but I had this dream that I got locked up right here. They come in, they handcuff me in the church, you know, and I started back handcuffed, and I told whoever it was, I said, get up and preach. And I woke up and I told the devil, I said, if you try that, I said, that's all right. I said, because I'll start revival in that jail. I said, so you go ahead and lock me up. I've been to jail. I done been to jail with them drunks and in the drunk tank and all that. I'm not scared of jail. I've been there. They'll have to feed me, and now you get air conditioned, Preston, and TV, and I mean, I think you can send the menu. If it ain't there, it's going there. I mean, who wouldn't want to go to prison? Deadbeats want to go to prison, jail, you know. And so I told the devil, I said, you go ahead and do it. I'm going to preach the gospel. Why? Because I'm going to praise God whether I'm here or I'm in there like Paul and Silas. Right? Hallelujah. I've come to the church the Lord had me, I think it was on a Wednesday, I don't remember. But the Lord had given me a sermon, and I titled it, Praise Him in the Storm. Y'all probably remember it, a lot of you. You know, and I come, and I had the scripture where Jesus, they woke him up, and he got up and spoke to it and got on to them. I believe he wanted them to speak to the storm. Well, a few days after that, now I'm believing God for a metal roof on my house, and y'all ought to be believing God. You hear me? You ought to be believing God. I mean, you may not want a metal roof, but that's what I wanted on my house. I was believing God for Him to supply somehow, whether it's through work. It didn't make no. I leave those details up to God. That way, it don't frustrate me, right? Don't try to figure out how God's going to do it. Just trust Him. You just trust Him. That's what faith is. Well, I believe there. When we talked about a little pump house, and you know, and red roof and all of that, and money hadn't come in, we released our faith, and we're standing there one night, and all of a sudden a storm comes over, a hailstorm, and I'm telling you, it was beating my house up, beat holes in my roof and all kinds of stuff. And I'm standing on the porch, and I'm watching it beat my windshields out. I'm watching it, it looks like to me, destroying everything that I'd believed God for. That's what it looked like in the natural. And I stood there and I couldn't take it. I went in the house. And it's just bang, just loud. I mean, it's huge hail. And I go through there and there's a leak in one of the rooms. And then I'm like, oh my God, this is destroying everything that I've... And the Lord, the Holy Spirit said, what did you preach Sunday? See, it's real easy to come to church and hear the sermons. It's real easy to get the sermons and to bring them to the church and preach them with gusto. If you'll do it, baby, whoo, it'll work. I know it will. God told me it would. But it's another thing to get out there and get beat like Paul. Get in the storm. People come against you. The devil ramp it up. It's another thing to walk it. But when you do, God is all in it. So he said, what did you preach? How many knows that's the Holy Spirit when He brings a sermon to you, a thought to you? Somebody has said something, the Bible says that He'll bring this stuff to our remembrance, right? He'll bring it to our remembrance. That's one of the things. And I said, oh man, steady in the storm. I said, I preach steady in the storm. He said, you better do it. And so I just begin to praise God. I said, glory to God. Your word says, Father God, in Romans 8, praise God, that I know that all things work together. Thank you, Lord. This is going. See, that's praising Him. You know what happened to me? Peace hit me. Fear left me. Peace came. Why? Because praise gets the presence, brings the presence of the Lord and you into His power. Well, when it was all said and done, the storm was over, and I'd heard people, you know, the insurance company's going to rip you off and blah, 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 and they don't ever give you enough to pay for it and blah, 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 you know. And Travis is, he's like, well, I'm going to show him. He's got his trailer, you know. He's like, I'm going to show him. I said, I wouldn't. I said, I'm going to trust the Lord. I said, you do what you want to. I said, my trust ain't in Alpha. Well, see, that fear has to go when you praise Him. Praise pushes back fear. and all of that. Well, you know what? When it was all said and done, got a metal roof on, they paid me more than enough to put a metal roof on from a roofing roof. Paid me more than enough to the labor, got a price on the labor and doing all of it and everything, and then built the pump house, and we still give them a big bonus. Big bonus. See, it wasn't the insurance company. It was the favor of God moves into your life when you praise Him. It's the favor of God. The favor of God will get you things that won't normally happen to you. It'll open avenue. It'll cause mercy. From the Bible says, when our ways please the Lord, praising Him pleases Him. When our ways pleases the Lord, He said He'll make even our enemies be at peace with us. That's easy. Well, the devil will come to you. You didn't pray. You didn't fast. You laid out of church last Sunday. You know, but he's trying to get you not to praise the Lord. Because praising the Lord will help you to go do that stuff. It'll help you go to church. It'll help you pray. It'll help you. It'll empower you. It brings you into the presence of God. The Lord told me one time, He said, if you don't get down, you don't have to get up. He said, if you don't get down, He said, just don't let yourself get down. He said, control your mind. He said, you have control of your mind. He said, the only way that you can get down is you get down. He said, Satan don't have the ability to take you down. Satan don't have the ability to oppress you. He told me, he said, you never have to be dry spiritually again. I'd never heard that statement. And I said, I need scripture for that. He told the woman at the well, he said, if you drink this water right here, natural water, he said, you're going to thirst again. You're going to get thirsty again. He said, if you'll drink this water, he was talking about him, his spirit. He said, you will never thirst again. And the Bible says, out of your innermost being, not your mind, but out of your innermost being flows rivers of living water. He didn't say seasonal. You got some people preach seasonal. You're going to go through seasons of dry places. There's nowhere in the Bible where Jesus said that. He said, you will never thirst again. And I said, well, Lord, I do go through dry places and blah, blah, blah. He said, it's because you're not drinking. He said, draw out of the wells of salvation. Draw out of the wells. That you would say, draw out of that. Draw from that. Draw from Jesus. Draw from the Holy Spirit. Feed on the Word of God. Feed on praise and worship. Turn your radio on praise and worship. Surround your house with praise and worship. And the Word of God. Make plans for this Christmas to buy everybody a Christmas present while you're broke. We put it when we couldn't afford Christmas. We can now. We come on through that season. We put it on the refrigerator. Right after Christmas, we begin to thank God for 20 next whatever year it was. Right? We begin to praise Him for a whole year. Praise Him all year long that this Christmas is going to be different than next Christmas. Praise God. And you know what? It was better. See, you shouldn't be broker this year than you was last year. Well, bad things are that. You got to get off all that. You got to say, God, your word works all things together for my good. What Satan meant for my bad, what tragedy might have hit, praise God, you turned it around and you performed your word just like it says, regardless of what the circumstance was. That's how come I preach it here and all over the world, you know. You don't believe based on other people's experience. You believe based on the Word of God. The Word of God is all the evidence you need to know whether you're going to have victory or not. Whether you can be more than a conqueror or not. The Word of God is all the evidence that you need. You don't need everybody backing you up to make it with God because Jesus is personal. Right? He's personal. He redeemed you. He saved you. If He can save you supernaturally, He can do anything on this natural planet. Nothing is too big for our God. Nothing is too big. I told somebody here a while back, you know, and I mean, Satan tries to trip us all up. I'd hear the messages, you know, from Christians that don't go to church no more, and they'd say, well, you don't got to go to church to be a good Christian. I said, I've never heard a preacher preach that. Where did you get it? I asked two or three of them, where'd you get that? And I would tell them, I know where you got it. You're giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I said, because the Bible's very clear I ought to be in church. Very clear, forsake not the assembling. And then I had them trying to confuse you. See, that stuff tries to confuse you. Where you're not sound in the Word. You know what I'm saying? So you're not built up in the Word. So that you're just tossed to and fro by everybody that wants to speak to you about something. I've heard it. I am the church. I told that person, I said, what scripture are you basing that on? That you are the church. I said, when the scripture's real clear in there, you are a member of the church. You are a member of the body of Christ. You are not the church. Well, that's trying to confuse me. I told Travis one time, I told him, son, he young, real young, 14, 15, you know, they know everything. I told him, you know, because he's hunting scripture to get his tattoo and bear the marks of Jesus, bear the marks of the Lord, you know, and there Paul did. I said, that's beating. That was beating. That wasn't tattoos. If I wanted tattoos, I'd get them tattoos, but I ain't going to use Paul's beatings to get it. Right? So I told him, I said, son, don't ever twist the word to fit your lifestyle. I said, even if it's against you, you know, I was teaching my son, even if it's against you, you know, you stay with the Word. You be against the Word, but don't twist it. I said, because the only way you're going to know truth, and present the only way I know truth is that Bible. I mean, it's the only way I know truth. I told him, I said, that son, that's the only way you're going to know what the real truth is. I mean, we got a media now that is plumb gone. Y'all ain't noticed? But I know the Bible. I know that don't appear what me and you's going to be. The Bible says it don't appear what we're going to be right now. It says, but when He comes, we're going to be just like Jesus. He said, because we're going to be getting revelation all the time of Him and of His life till we're changed into that same image on this planet. Hallelujah. Give me that. I got to quit here. Where am I at? Go on to the next and whatever it is. Yeah. All right, this right here is Jehoshaphat, you know. Most of us know it, you know, and he told him, he said, this battle don't belong to you. This battle belongs to me. He said, on before this, he says, stand still and see the salvation of God. And then he goes on, and then they arose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed what? What? They're going out to battle. They're going out to battle right here. They're going out with swords and shields and all of that. See, most of our battles now are spiritual, right? But we trust in the Lord. Well, praise. He said, believe in the Lord, so shall you. He said, and when he had consulted with him, he appointed singers unto the Lord. That's what we're doing up here. You hear me? This is not entertainment. When I pick up that bass, I'm not entertaining you. We're not entertainers. We're singing unto the Lord. And then this praise team is supposed to help lead you into praise, into the presence of the Lord. But if you don't praise out there, it's going to be hard for you to praise in here. Right? If you don't praise outside, in your troubles and all that, it's going to be harder for you to come in and release true praise from your heart. But he says, it says, point his fingers to the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holy, and went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. That's what they were saying. He goes out, and they begin to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And go on, Beth. And when they begin to sing, somebody say, when they begin to sing. Sound like Paul and Silas, just back in the Old Testament, that was new. He said, and when they began to sing, the Lord set an ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end to the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. I'm telling you, God said, set them against one, and they began to fight against one another while they were singing. I'm telling you, man, I pray God. They just turned on themselves and they began to kill each other till they were all smitten. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You work all things together. That's what happens. It sends the enemy in derision. Derision. It confuses him. What used to work on you won't work on you no more than he tried. I'm telling you right now. His tactics and all his things. Look, he studied you. He's watched you your whole life. He's been here before we were. He's watching. He knows flesh. He knows. And he knows triggers. He knows things that used to trigger me and what I would do. And he comes every now and then, tries it on me. And you know, he comes to Jesus like that, right? And the Bible says that he found no place. Why? Jesus was walking in the Spirit. Go on, Beth. And when Judah came toward the watchtower, they went. He goes down there, man. He climbs up in a big tower, I guess. I don't know. He's looking out. He looked out there. They're all dead. He's like, man, we just been singing. Something happened while we was praising God. Glory to God. Well, the Bible said the Lord sent an ambushment. And they're like, while we was praising God, look, they're all dead. That ain't the best part. He said, and Judah came toward the watch in the wilderness. They looked into the multitude, and behold, they were dead, bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, ooh, yeah, here we go, take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance, both riches. Oh, we don't need no money. They didn't even have Walmart. Right? I mean, they didn't have Lowe's. They didn't have, what do they need money out there for? Their enemy's rich. And God said, y'all praise me. Y'all watch what I do with the enemy. So whatever Satan stole from you, you begin to praise God. And the attacks that he is mounting against you, he's mounting against you already. They will be sent into derision. Say it again. Yeah. I didn't go to school much. But I know him. They found among them in abundant riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off all for themselves, more than they could carry away. They were 3 days picking up all them riches that the enemy has. And that's why we sang, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Hallelujah. He stole a lot 27 years of my life. He stole my peace and my joy. He stole my happiness. He stole my money and all of that. But God, when I got in there and I heard that, that's out of Psalms in there. They went to the enemy's camp. That's not just a song. That's a song they sang at my church, and I found it in the Bible. It says they went to the enemy's camp and they took back what the devil stole. And I started telling God, everything the enemy has stole from me, but God, I want it recovered in the name of Jesus Christ. I want everything my daddy didn't get that he was supposed to got that he didn't pick up at the time. I want it too. I want his tractors, his vehicles, everything he wanted that he didn't know what I know. My daddy couldn't read or write. Right? It was hard for him to get that Bible and find out stuff. But I do. I know how to read. So anyhow, I begin to reap the harvest of God over these 30 years. And I told God, I said, God, I saw them in the Bible where they got older and they got wiser and they got richer as they served you and worshiped you. Now the enemies didn't. They got destroyed. They go in parched places. They go through. They go into wild. They're going to be cut off. But we know God. Hallelujah. So the Lord told me to tell you, you know, don't complain about your past. Just don't do it. Don't complain about what the enemy. Don't complain about what people's done. Don't get off of that train and get on the other train. Get on the high road. Don't stay on that low road. Get on the high road. No, they can't really nobody pray you on that road. They can't nobody make you on that road because you live your life out there. You're not in the multitude of counselors all the time. That's where there's safety, but now you get an instruction, praise God. So God said, praise Him. You praise Him in that hard time when that trial hits, when it looks like you're not going to have enough, when things aren't going to work out, your foot, you can't come to church. I'm believing you'll be here. If He has to get a helicopter over there and fly you from Horton. Hallelujah. I know that sounds stupid. Is God able? Is there anything God can't do? Didn't He say He'd supply all of my needs? Well, whatever I need for me to do the will of God, that will come if I will praise Him and stand and praise and worship God. Hallelujah. Give Him some praise. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads.